Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
So Trump issued a statement saying that the auto pen signing of the preemptive pardons by Joe Biden is null and void. And it's null and void, will not be recognized by the Trump administration. This is sure to create a crisis that will get this heard by the Supreme Court, which is exactly what needs to happen. But Trump's reasoning is sound. It's that Joe Biden did not sign these pardons with his own hand, and also, importantly, was not aware. He didn't give the order to have them signed. He wasn't in a state of mind to even grant authority to have an auto pen sign the documents. That's why almost everything signed during the Biden administration was signed by the auto pen, which simply counterfeits Joe Biden's signature. Now, the real question is, who controlled the auto pen? And it's almost certainly Jill Biden. Jill Biden was not elected. And actually, Joe Biden wasn't elected either. And we'll get to that in a second. But if Trump is going to argue that the auto pen signature on the pardons is null and void, because it was an auto pen signature that Biden wasn't even aware of, then that same logic has to apply to everything that Joe Biden signed. In fact, there's only one document that can be traced to being signed by Joe Biden himself with his own hand, and that's the document that says that he's bowing out of the race and will not run again. That's the only one he signed. Everything else was auto pen signed at someone else's command. Someone who was not the president, someone who was not elected. So think about it, folks. This means that Trump has taken the first step towards invalidating the entire Biden administration, which, of course, that whole administration was fraudulent to begin with. I mean, they rigged the 2020 election. They cheated through numerous means that have now become public. And on top of that, Joe Biden had a fake White House set, a soundstage that he was broadcasting from, you know, reading teleprompters. Who knows if he ever had a single thought of his own? He was a puppet controlled by the people around him who were not elected president. Thus, that and the fact that the 2020 election was rigged, it really does invalidate the entire Biden administration. As a result, every law that Biden supposedly signed has to be rolled back, and every federal judge appointment has to be reversed. None of those judges actually got appointed. None of those laws actually got signed by the president. It's all a giant counterfeit hoax, just like the dollar. You know, like they print dollars and they figure, well, we can just print Joe Biden's signature. And they did. They got away with it this entire time. But it's all a fraud, and the Democrats know it's a fraud. After all, they committed the fraud. They stole the election. They rigged everything themselves in order to destroy America, and they were trying to create a one-party system, a power monopoly, and that's why they inflicted lawfare against Trump to try to shut him down. That's why they accelerated censorship to shut down people's free speech. It's also why they jailed the J6 prisoners for so many years to keep them silent and make sure they couldn't speak out. And it's why they ran the USAID slush fund operation to keep funneling money to their own propaganda NGOs, which were involved in things like providing financial aid to the border invaders to have a massive invasion of the United States in order to destroy it. So understand that the Democrats are traitors. They committed treason, not only in rigging the election, but in then abusing that power to invade and overrun and destroy the United States. All the while, they claim to be defending democracy, you know, what nonsense. They were deliberately dismantling democracy because they don't even believe in the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or the Fourth Amendment or the Fifth Amendment or the Tenth Amendment, for that matter, and a whole lot of other amendments, you know, the 8th, the 14th, etc. So, look, we are living in a nation where we have just emerged from 4 years of outright enemy occupation of Washington, D.C. An actual occupying enemy force took over Washington, D.C. and used the power there to try to completely destroy this republic. And they very nearly succeeded. And remember, big tech went along with them. And that's why I say at this point, it is time for the mass arrests to begin. It's time for Trump to expand this recent comment about the preemptive pardons being null and void, which is true. He should expand that and say, well, you know what? Everything signed by Otto Penn is null and void because Biden wasn't there. Biden wasn't home. I mean, he didn't have the cognitive faculties to be able to even have the clear-headed intention of signing such documents. It's all null and void. Roll it all back, including every executive order that Joe Biden signed. And then, just as importantly, prosecute all of those who were preemptively pardoned by Joe Biden. They were pardoned because they're criminals. They are criminals. All the investigative committee members, Liz Cheney and the rest of them, Adam Schiff, and I don't know who else was pardoned, a bunch of deep state actors, prosecute them all. And the American people are running out of patience waiting for some prosecutions. It's time to prosecute Fauci for his crimes against humanity. It's time to prosecute the deep state traitors, the intelligence community traitors, those officials who conspired to try to claim that Trump was run by Russia, you know, the Russia collusion hoax. All the engineers of that, the architects of it, they need to be prosecuted. And I don't mean like small slap on the wrist prosecutions. I think you would agree with me when I say that there are probably thousands of people from the Biden administration that need to be charged with treason. And that would include sanctuary city mayors and sanctuary state governors that deliberately scoffed at immigration law and said that they would conspire with illegals, many of whom are violent gangs or gang members, to protect them and to prevent them from being deported. Well, in a time of invasion, and Trump has already declared the narcos to be a foreign terrorist organization, well, all these governors and mayors that are Democrats who took part in this, they aided and abetted a foreign terrorist organization. So in other words, they're complicit in terrorism. They're complicit in treason. So when are they going to be prosecuted? And what Trump hopefully needs to understand, and I think a lot of his supporters understand this, is that if you don't prosecute and imprison these people, they will find a way to come around and try it again. They will rig the midterms. They still have voting machines. They know how to rig it. They can still pay off judges, as they always do. They've got all that slush fund money, which came from USAID. They are nowhere near defeated right now. They're just stumbling at the moment. They are not defeated. To defeat them, you've got to prosecute them. And that needs to happen now. Now, Dan Bongino was just sworn in as the deputy director of the FBI. That actually gives him a tremendous amount of executive power within the FBI to make decisions about who to investigate, who to recommend charges against via the DOJ, for example. Well, Dan Bongino just got sworn in, right? So we got to have some patience with his process. But Dan Bongino, he knows where the bodies are buried. He knows exactly who's guilty in all of this, or at least who is highly suspicious and needs to be investigated. I mean, as the deputy director of the FBI, he can't pre-conclude that people are guilty, but he can exercise his power of investigation. And that's exactly what he needs to do. And then let the DOJ determine if there's enough evidence to prosecute. And if that's the case, then let a jury determine if there's enough evidence to convict. But that needs to start happening immediately. And Kash Patel, the director of the FBI now, He's in the same boat. Now, surely the deep state inside the FBI are trying to block Kash Patel, and they're trying to block Dan Bongino. They're trying to block Pam Bondi. Of course they are. So the work isn't going to be easy here for those three I mentioned, Patel, Bongino, and Bondi. They're going to have to really work hard. They're going to have to learn the ropes because these are new jobs, obviously, for all of them. They're going to have to find a way to apply the law and apply their authority in these roles. And if they don't achieve convictions of some of the guilty people, there's going to be a point in time where the MAGA movement loses faith and loses momentum. So it's critical that they keep prosecutions going right now. But also, when you prosecute somebody, you better have your ducks in a row, right? You got to have enough evidence that it's conclusive. So you don't want a half-ass prosecution where the perp gets off on some technicality. So these things take time to do correctly. I suppose what I'm saying here is, you know, I'm not with the camp that you see on Twitter that is saying, we were all tricked, you know, we were all fooled. Trump is no different than anybody else. There'll be no prosecutions. I'm not in that camp, although given enough time, I would probably lean toward that camp, you know, like if we don't start to get arrests, I would naturally move in that direction. But I'm not in that camp at this moment. I'm in the let's have some patience camp, because I understand that big government is insanely complex. And I understand that there's resistance throughout every level of the system. This is going to take time. And it's true with RFK Jr. at HHS. It's going to take time to achieve real reforms. And you saw how the Senate is pushing back. They did not approve Weldon for CDC. Why? Because they don't like what Weldon said years ago about vaccine dangers. So the Senate is totally run by Big Pharma, including a couple of prominent conservative senators as well. Totally run by Big Pharma. And that means that RFK Jr. is going to have to maneuver in a very clever way to get anything done. And how is it that the drug companies can buy off the Senate anyway? You know, why is that even legal? you know, lobbying and all these PACs and everything, it's crazy. But that's the system in which we live. So let's all just have a little bit of time in watching this unfold. I don't have unlimited patience, and I know you don't either, but this is just getting started, so have a little bit more patience, and hopefully we'll start to see some real traction and even some prosecutions. And I will say to Trump and Pam Bondi, if you don't prosecute some of these traitors, like Fauci in particular, then your administration will, the credibility of your administration will collapse. You have to prosecute Fauci. You have to prosecute these traitors if you want the voters to ever trust you again. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Check out all my videos and interviews there. And my social media channels, which include on X, Health Ranger, and on brighteon.social, also Health Ranger. And then on brighteon.io, I'm also at Health Ranger. So thank you for listening. God bless America. Take care. For the fact that the dollar is going to continue to erode in its value, we've got gold and silver options for you that really make a difference. This is a big deal. Let me show you a couple of things. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see that we have lab-tested goldbacks, or a link to the goldback company there. And we share all the lab testing reports right there. These have physical gold in them. The 50 has 51 thousandths of an ounce of gold. The one has 1/1,000th. And this is the testing. We used a kiln. We melted it down. We dissolved it. We did ICP-MS mass spec testing and also acid stone testing. And we verified the mass and the purity, everything. We show you all the results on this website. Here I've been collecting this, so I've got some stacks of goldbacks right here. See, this is nice to have in a collapse, because everybody loves gold,
And everybody loves goldbacks because it puts gold in a format that is very easy to see. You're actually looking at the gold. When you look at this, you're seeing the gold inside the layers of polymer. There's a polymer laminate there that makes it very durable, but inside that is the actual physical gold. And if you were to melt this down, you would get a thin gold foil. Now, that's just one option for very divisible gold. We also have this as highly divisible silver. These are called prepper bars. And as you can see here, these pieces break away into parts, smaller parts. Like each one of these is 1/10 of an ounce of silver. So right there, you see the bigger chunks. Those are 1/4 ounce each. The really small chunks on the bottom, those are I believe those are 1/20 of an ounce. Overall, the entire bar is about 2 ounces, and you can get them in stacks like this. And they are made in the USA. They're beautiful. They're labeled with how many grams are on each piece right there. So you can use these for trade and barter. And this is, of course, real physical silver with very high silver purity that's labeled. So these are options for divisible precious metals. You can also go to metalswithmike.com. And there's my photo from like 15 years ago. And you can, this is with the Treasure Island Company, and this is where you can request to talk with them, or you can just check out their real-time prices here on their website. And they're very competitive. They offer the universal mints, you know, the recognized mints, gold and silver coins, and also constitutional silver or so-called junk silver coins. You can get those through Treasure Island. These are all either affiliates or sponsors of our show, and we only work with them because they are trustworthy and they have kept their word. They provide secure, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They do what they say they're going to do. And when we test their products, the tests always pass. They, in other words, they have what they say that they have. And people who have gold and silver in various formats, gold coins, silver coins, gold backs, silver bars, prepper bars, all these different formats. These are the people who are going to have assets that still count. So get ready and help support us. HealthRangerStore.com and RangerDeals.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And join me in praying for peace and praying for the restoration of our constitutional republic. Take care, everybody.